Hi, welcome to the Theme Park Trader Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Donna. It's
Hello.
your first proper intro. How about
My only proper intro.
that? Yeah. Plans this week. Plans this week.
Just FYI, that doesn't mean I'm taking over from Dan.
No, you're definitely not.
Thank you.
No offense. But no, so this weekend, Dan's father is retiring, so we couldn't record on our normal evening. But for people that are interested, and it's your birthday, Donna, tomorrow. So it's an early birthday
Birthday
present.
treat.
This is the only birthday present you're getting actually from me this year.
Oh, thanks so much.
So get to chat to a minor podcast Z-list celebrity.
I mean, I get to chat to you every day. It's nothing special, is it?
Well, there's some people that would dream of doing that.
I'm sure.
Anyway, this week we thought we'd read out reviews for one of Disney's best reviewed properties. Hold your tongue on this for a minute. Disney's Riviera Resort. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So, Donna,
Yes.
we went to Riviera Resort last year for the first time. We didn't stay there, but
We went for a
we
visit.
frequented for a while. And
We
you were
stayed there for like 20 minutes.
longer than that, and you absolutely loved it.
I hated it. I hated every second of it. And I'm looking at the Google review now and it says 4.8 out of 5, and I'm
Which
shocked.
I think is fair,
No, it was
based on
not
my.
fair. There was no theming to it at all. It was all grey. Everyone was miserable. You had to have a key card to even get into the hotel,
Well,
which we managed to bypass.
we assume.
It was just, it wasn't Disney. I'm sorry, it wasn't.
I actually, and I know we've talked about this privately, but
Gross.
I disagree. I loved it. It actually went to the top of my list of places in Disney World I want to stay. And I think if I end up going to Epic Universe next year and sneak over to Epcot for the day, I might stay in Riviera for the night just to spite you.
I mean, it's not going to spite me, but I don't know why we're doing a podcast on this because we do end up arguing over it.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's never been you. You've never liked stuff like that. You've always hated it, and now all of a sudden you love Riviera.
I did really like Riviera. I don't, but I can't put my finger on why, because I hate the pompousness of
Everyone there?
Grand Floridian, and I hate the same. I hate the contemporary for the same reason. Well, I hate the contemporary because I don't know why that hotel was reviewed so well. It looks horrendous. Yes, it's got a monorail going through it, but that's it. The Polly's the best one, let's be honest.
Yeah, exactly. So, how can you go from liking the Polynesian to the Riviera?
I don't know. I just
They're the
like.
most different hotels you can imagine. But the Polynesian has so much character to
It
it. You
does.
go to the Riviera and it's grey with the most miserable people and even the most miserable cast members.
I thought the cast members, and
No, they weren't.
I love the fact that there were like five of them waiting, just waiting in the quick service, ready. Then they brought the quick service to us, to our table. It was table service, quick service.
They had an adults only pool. In Disney World,
Fantastic.
for families, they had an adults only
Disney World
pool.
isn't just for families. We were going way before we had children. Let's be
Right,
honest.
but you would have hated the fact that the Riviera was there at that point.
Yeah, but I've changed now. I've had children. So now an adults only themed pool sounds fantastic.
Didn't look fantastic.
Well, we haven't been in it, so
We
let's.
walked past it, it was caged.
Yeah, well, adults like the kinks.
No, it was just miserable.
I obviously have not been in any of the rooms,
There
and
was
we
just
got a very
nothing,
limited view of the hotel.
but there was nothing Disney about it.
I don't know. There was
First
something
look, it
there
was
for me.
awful. There was nothing Disney about it.
I don't know what
Nothing.
I can't put my finger on what it was, but I would stay there.
No.
Skyliner is there as well?
Right, because we know how much fun that's going to be in
Oh,
June.
Filmation, yeah. That's gonna be interesting. In May, right? In May.
I'm sorry, we're there for one day, am I?
There you go. But anyway, I thought because you were on the show this week and you loved Riviera so much, we'd read out some
As
reviews.
you can tell.
Yeah, you're not holding back on anything.
No, I'm not.
Thought we'd read
It
out a
really annoyed.
few.
It's the only hotel of Disney that's really annoyed me. And I pointed out the other day that the only. No, don't worry. Ignore that.
Now, come on.
Well, the more expensive the hotels get, the less kid-friendly they become.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that.
Oh, really? Because you did yesterday?
Well, no, I've had time to ponder about.
Right. You literally,
I
when
don't
I
think
said
the
it yesterday,
lodge.
you went, yeah, it's true,
No, I think
actually.
for the most part, no, it is. But I think the lodge, Polynesian kind of Polynesian, is one of the most expensive.
Well done.
Yeah, I think for the most part that is right though.
Is.
The Floridian, whoever's staying in the Floridian, I'm sorry, but you're a dickhead.
What, just because you can't afford it?
I even if I could afford it, I wouldn't stay at the Grand Floridian, would you?
Not for a 2 week holiday, no.
No.
Maybe one night, just to see what it's like.
It looks like your nan's house. Not yours,
Yeah.
any generic
I
nan.
don't even remember walking in there, if I'm honest.
It's
It's had that much of an
well,
impression on me.
we're going there this year.
Yeah, for
For nine, yeah,
breakfast.
for not at 1900 Park Fair, so it will be interesting to see.
Do we really walk in there? Did we actually go there?
Yeah, we have been there. Yeah,
Yeah, no, I don't remember.
it's very
So
underwhelming.
why do you need a key card for Riviera, but you don't for Floridian, Contemporary, or the
Well, I
Polynesian?
don't know if you did need a key
I mean,
card.
it had a key card thing on it.
It
Or somebody let us in.
well, yeah, but we don't know if they actually let us in or whether it gets to a certain point in the day, like 11 p.m., and that's when they lock.
But again, the others aren't like that.
Well, that's not very secure, is it?
Right, okay. Wow. So it's okay for anyone to wander in out during the day and just stay there
Yeah, that's fine.
at
Well,
11
I
o'clock.
don't know. Like, maybe we can wander over there this year and confirm whether you actually do need to scan your magic band to get into the hotel or not.
I'm not subjecting the children to that miserable hotel.
I'll be honest, it was very obvious from when we were eating at quick service that we weren't staying there.
It was so obvious. And I think that's what I hated about it. It was so obvious that we weren't the people staying there.
Yeah.
Like, you could walk into Floridian and you could see a mix of people. You
Yeah.
could walk into Polynesian and Contemporary and see a mix of people. You walk into the Riviera and it's all the same type of person.
Well, yeah, of that afternoon that
Like,
we were there.
not one person had a Disney World t-shirt on in the middle of Disney World.
No, that's true. Well, let's see what people have got to
Except
say,
you.
shall we? Except me, yeah. So as you said, it's rated 4.8 out of 5 on Google with 2,862 reviews. So not loads of reviews, but reviewed very highly. Let's see what some of the worst ones
Are they the
are,
only people that have stayed there?
and whether you disagree. Okay, are you ready?
The worst or the
The
best?
worst. We
Okay.
don't read the best on this podcast. Come on.
Oh, all
When we've gone through everything, then we might start reading some of the
right.
best
How many
ones.
bad reviews are there?
1 star. Well, I don't know actually. It doesn't tell me. Sorry. It's annoying that it
Can you
should
come
tell
with
me.
your research done next time, please?
Can you shut up? Research?
Yeah.
We don't do that on this show.
I don't know.
Okay. Alan Schnall says you're not supposed to read it in advance. But don't read it.
I can't see it.
Oh, okay, fine. We stayed here for three. This is a They went on holiday and it was a couple. Okay.
Did they? They went on holiday.
Yeah.
That's
We
novel.
stayed here for 3 days recently, and
I thought you were going to say 3 weeks.
it was the worst room we have ever had for the highest price we've ever paid for an awful stay. DVC Club Resort that allows you to book a stay here without being a DVC member. I like to call it disgusting vermin club in my mind. Wow. That's a bit harsh.
Disgusting vermin club. Isn't he part of it?
No, he just said it. DVC Club Resort allows you to book a stay here without being a DVC member. Booked a tower studio room. We had to make our own bed. Oh, crikey.
That's the same in all of them now.
Loud air conditioner kept us up all night. I mean, how loud was it? All air conditioners are loud, aren't they?
Where do they normally stay?
They're probably from England. They call it holiday.
Yeah. For 3 days.
Yeah, well, it's expensive, isn't it? They probably went elsewhere.
Well, you're acting like you know these
I
people.
do. Alan's a great friend of mine. Loud air conditioner kept us up all night. We weren't given a blanket, but small sheet and bad lighting and stuffy room. The room cost over $500 a night. Horrible room, horrible experience. Terrible service, ugly room. Just finding different words for saying the same thing. $4 bottles of water. I mean, that's Disney. That's not the
We'll
Riviera.
drink tap water then.
Don't drink tap water. Drink ice water.
Why can't you drink tap water?
It's disgusting. It tastes like chlorine mixed
Yeah,
with
but if there's
metal.
nothing else, you get drinking tap water, aren't you?
If there's nothing else.
You're paying $4, are you, for a bottle of water
No, I
at
said, you
midnight?
didn't let me finish. If there's nothing else, I'll drink my own urine.
Lovely. You do that on a regular basis anyway.
Well, it prepares me, but in case there's no other option other
Right.
than a water fountain at
Of
Disney or
course.
my own urine.
Yeah.
The bathroom was better than the room the bed was in. The old, tired Disney grounds are old, outdated, and lame. We will never stay again at any Disney resort as it's a
Oh.
complete rip-off. Spend your money elsewhere. Somewhere else, even. Orlando sucks. So not just Disney, Orlando in
Oh,
general.
that took a turn, didn't it? So it's not just the hotel, they just didn't
They
like the
just
place.
hate Disney. They hate Orlando.
Right.
That was a month ago. Okay.
I'm sorry, but if
Yeah.
you're from England, you're not experiencing Disney in 3 days.
Well,
So
no, you're not.
I didn't really have anything to do with the hotel more than the fact that they hated everything about it.
Could you go to Florida and never go to Disney?
No.
I
I
don't.
couldn't go to Florida.
I mean,
I
I
could
could
only
go
go
back to
if
Key West.
I've never been.
No, I have though. Well, the Florida
Cool.
Keys, I should say, not Key West. Florida Keys. But not without going to Disney.
I just don't, yeah. I
Also,
don't feel comfortable in Florida.
just a waste of time, isn't it? Like, if you know, we only get you get you only there for 2 weeks, and you spend like maybe 4 or 5 days in the Keys. You're like, well, that's 4 or 5 days I could have spent in Disney.
Oh yeah, because obviously nothing else matters to you.
Okay, what's Florida Keys got?
I have no idea. I've never been.
Beautiful water, beautiful sunshine, key
Pizza
lime
pie.
pie. What can I get in Disney? All of those things.
Beautiful water, did you say?
Yeah.
What?
What?
What to drink or?
No.
Okay.
That's a drink. Dominique Irby says, housekeeping. You don't get housekeeping if you book with points. They wanted an additional fee to have the room made. Ridiculous.
Wow. I actually agree with that. I think you should get housekeeping.
Yeah, I
Full
do.
stop.
I agree as well.
Like, you're going to a hotel. What hotel doesn't do housekeeping? That's just Disney trying to save
Oh,
money
Disney.
again.
Disney to a T at the minute. Jacqueline.
Oh, this is going to take a while.
Jacqueline. Jacqueline Dorminey. My family and I were staying at Pop Century and took the Skyliner over to the Riviera
Oh,
for
it sounds like
lunch,
us.
which was great.
I didn't say the food wasn't good. Who had food?
Piper. She was starving. She was about to, like, gnaw someone's hand off.
So a bit like you then, when you're
Yeah,
hungry.
I do get very hungry. When we were leaving, we told the Skyliner was closed and we needed to take a bus. The only buses available were to and from theme parks, but we needed to get back to Pop Century as I have an 8-month-old twin girls that were ready for a nap and bottles. My dad was at Pop Century and offered to come and get me so I could come and get my car with our car seats so we wouldn't have to take several buses and transfer multiple times with the twins and our stroller. Ruby at the gate was extremely rude and refused to let my dad enter, even after being told by the front desk that we were registered guests at a Disney resort and were simply being picked up for convenience and were already in the hotel.
There you go. See?
Yeah, I mean,
They're already.
this is not just Riviera at the minute. So this is Disney at every hotel, especially the expensive ones at the minute. So if you have dining reservations, I'm finding like people are finding they're even being assholes about that.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not staying there.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you're allowed to dine anywhere.
You are, but there are apparently like really anal security people on the gates in the minute that are just like, no, you're staying here.
Well, so there's a chance we won't even get into 1900 Park Fair then. Or
Well,
Ohana.
considering we Disney bus everywhere, yes, it will be
Oh,
fine.
yeah.
After an hour of back and forth with the security gate in the front desk, my dad could enter. He picked me up and I came back a few minutes later in our car with our car seats to get my husband and twins. Again, Ruby would not let me enter. Even after speaking with the front desk, they had talked to her and being assured I would be allowed back in the pickup, my tired and hungry babies. It took me sobbing to finally get her to let me in after I'd been verified as a Disney guest of another resort and had just eaten lunch here. This was supposed to be a fun, relaxing day off, taking the Skyliner over to a resort to get lunch, but turned into a 3-hour-long nightmare. I've never had any interaction like this with a Disney employee, and we've been coming to Disney for decades. However, Miguel at the front desk was extremely apologetic. and did all he could for us, and eventually was able to help us despite Ruby intentionally being nasty and going against what she was told multiple times. If you see this, Miguel, thank you so much. Ruby, I hope you have the day you deserve. Oh. Man.
I think that's harsh. And if you say it's on all of them, that's not just a Riviera, but that's the vibe I got from the Riviera when we went.
I know. I mean, really, Ruby shouldn't have let them in.
Oh, shut
That's the
up.
policy. Shouldn't have let them in.
Even though they ate there. So
No,
you can get there on the Skyliner, no problem.
yeah.
But you can't get there in your car.
No, it is bad. No, I agree.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
If you're going to do it, you've got to do it for everything.
Thing is, Disney are shooting themselves in the foot there, because if someone's gone, let's say they're in Disney for the first time, they're like, oh, we'll do Pop Century. Let's go and have a look at the Riviera, because when we come next time, we might stay here.
Yeah, they're not gonna,
They're not going to fork out for an expensive hotel next time if that's the way they're being
are they? Yeah,
treated.
it's rude. But that also makes sense as to why there was key cards on the door
Yeah.
if they're not letting people in.
Yeah. Michael Eckers says, it was an absolute magical time in the first 48 hours of our trip. We had the absolute pleasure of waiting in the lobby for them to fix our magical bands. And then once they fixed them with pixie dust, we had the wonderful opportunity to come back again because they weren't fixed. Overall, we burned $2,800 over 2 days trying to get our bands to work. Save yourself some money and go to the real French Riviera. This place has horrible service, and at least the real place won't lock you out because of the broken bands they give you.
There you go.
That's rooms, though, I would imagine.
Okay, so if they're giving out broken bands, why are they spending money on the bands?
They're not. I think he's saying the room and the stay cost $2,800,
Okay.
and they're wasting time
Right, I
getting
see.
bands to work or not work. That's what he's saying there. Craig Buckley, get it together. Buses take on average 40 minutes to arrive. There are screens at the bus stop that are supposed to say the bus times, and they don't. There's a phone at the bus stop to call the front desk, and it's not connected. Not the place to stay, paying in cash. Every time I tried to sit in the lobby and relax, I was aggressively approached by people trying to sell me a timeshare. Overall, it's a nice hotel, but could pass it as a Marriott.
There you
Not
go.
much Disney theme or magic, except for some posters hung up on the wall. Yeah, this is
See,
what you were
I told
saying.
you.
Yeah,
Grey.
okay. I don't disagree, but remember, these are very few people in amongst the 4.8 out of 5.
Yeah, but you instantly walk in and it's just boring.
Yeah, but that's
Who's
kind of
going
like
to
the
Disney
Swan.
for a boring
I'd stay
hotel?
at the Swan, though.
I wouldn't.
I love this one. I
I
think it's
don't mind
great.
walking through this one.
I'd
But
quite like to
even the
stay there.
Swan has got more character than the Riviera.
No, I agree with that. Yeah, I do think they do.
It was just grey.
I'd stay there. If I was over in Orlando by myself, I probably would try the Riviera.
Okay.
If I couldn't
Well,
afford
it's
the
up to you, isn't
Polynesian.
it?
If I could afford the Polynesian, it's not even a question. But like, obviously, it's classic DVC trying to approach people to get them to
Yeah,
buy it.
it's so bad. Also, with that, you're paying a lot of money for. What is it, a deluxe or a moderate deluxe?
Deluxe.
A deluxe hotel, and half of the stuff doesn't work.
Yeah, and you're being approached by some sales guy or woman. Melissa Mackey tried to visit via Uber but was turned down at the gate. I appreciate good security, especially as a guest, but we just wanted to check out this new resort for a future stay. As Vacation Club members for 20 plus years, which we told the guard, we didn't think it would be an issue. Most disappointed with how rude the security guard was when everyone else here is over the top friendly.
They're getting a bit ridiculous. Why are they doing that?
I don't know. It is
What, people
ridiculous.
aren't allowed to come in to see if they like it,
Yeah.
even if they can afford to stay there?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It makes no sense. Do you think these are new security guards who have
No,
been
this is new
told?
Disney policy. I've heard it a lot of the time. It doesn't happen all the time, but I've heard it a lot more. I've seen it a lot more on Twitter.
But I don't understand what the policy is because you could go to the park for the day not staying at a hotel,
Yeah.
take a bus to a hotel and get in fine.
Also, like when we're booking restaurants right now, which we've just done last couple of weeks, there at nowhere does it say, if you're driving, just be warned, there might be some
Yeah.
challenges. Nowhere. So they know where we're staying, they know where we're not staying. So why would it not tell you, oh, by the way, if you're planning on eating at Riviera, allow some extra time to get through security
Yeah.
and come with XYZ.
But even with XYZ, they're not letting
They're not
people
letting
in.
people in, yeah.
So what if you have act you've booked it, but you're not staying on the on resort? What happens then? You're not allowed in,
I
even though
don't
you've
know. I
booked the
don't know if you
restaurant.
can book a restaurant.
You must be able to.
No, you're right, you can, because I don't think you have to be staying on property to book a restaurant.
No, you don't, because we've stayed with your parents at a villa before and booked Animal Kingdom
Yeah, we have,
breakfast.
yeah. Though, did we do that via the app or did we ring them? I can't remember. This is quite a while ago.
It wouldn't have been via the app because it didn't exist.
No, we might have had to ring them.
Well, your parents did it, so.
Yeah, but a lot's changed since then. Stephen Z says, although the hotel is beautiful, especially the mosaics, the layout is god awful. If you're claustrophobic, stay away from this place. Hallways are only big enough for one stroller or wheelchair at a time on the ground level. Roof already leaks from any rain event. There's only one place to eat, i.e. food court that can only seat 20 tables of people for the entire hotel. In addition to the small food court, they only use one out of two cashiers that are available. The one bar here opens at 5 unless you go to the pool. I would only recommend the hotel if you don't mind paying a premium rate for subpar experience. A huge Disney failure here, folks. The Coronado is a superior hotel with a lack of SkyTram, of course. That famous SkyTram.
It's just you're hearing this and you're like, you're better off going to a Disney themed hotel like
Yeah.
Pop Century, All Star Music. You've got the food court, which is pretty good, I would say.
All Star Music or
Yeah,
movies. Yeah, I
both.
do.
They're both the same.
I think the food courts at those hotels are fantastic.
Yeah, I agree.
No issues ever
No.
at those. I think they're great. I
Yeah,
think
they are.
the refurb of those hotels, the rooms are really nice now.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. And yet you pay top dollar for them, and Disney have cut so many corners that like the rain's coming in the roof.
Yeah. No, I
It's
mean,
ridiculous.
I think this year you and I will be underwhelmed at Art of Animation versus All Star Movies for the price difference.
Oh, absolutely, for the price
I
difference. The only
know.
reason we're doing it is for the kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
And we've always wanted to.
yeah, it's like we've kind of ticked off a lot of Disney's hotels. We've been lucky enough to do that.
I wouldn't say a lot.
We
I
have
would
done a
say the ones
lot.
we wanted to do.
Well, think of the ones we've done.
Oh, here we
We've
go.
done sports, movies, music, Pop Century, Coronado Springs, Caribbean Beach, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Old Key West, Saratoga Springs,
Port Orleans.
Port Orleans, French Quarter. Have I missed any?
I don't know. Have you?
I don't know. I mean, that's 10.
Mind's gone blank.
That's 10.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And we've stayed in a couple of them twice.
Yeah. Saying there's a couple of them more than twice.
Have we?
The lodge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it
I mean, that's a lot of Disney's hotels.
is. We've only stayed in the lodge twice. I've only stayed in the lodge twice.
Caribbean Beach, did I mention
Oh,
that
no,
one?
three times.
I did mention Caribbean
Yeah.
Beach. Yeah. We stayed in, so the only ones we've not stayed in really are the
Top,
deluxe
top
ones,
ones.
like Riviera,
Riviera, yeah.
Contemporary,
Polynesian, Fairy,
Polynesian,
Floridian,
Caribbean,
and Fort Wilderness.
Fort Wilderness, like mostly, and Swan Dolphin,
Boardwalk.
Boardwalk,
Yacht
Beach
Beach.
Yacht, which is the one I really want to stay
I
at.
want to stay at Boardwalk.
Yeah, so, but actually, I know there's lots of hotels we've not stayed in. We have stayed in a lot of them.
Yeah, we have.
I do think, like next year, Animal Kingdom Lodge is coming out cheaper than Art of Animation, which is mad.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I still don't understand that.
So I think, when we get there, we'll be like, oh, this is good. But like the price we paid, it's like
Yeah,
All Star
see,
Movies.
Art of Animation is meant to be a value hotel,
It is a value hotel, yeah.
but it's just as expensive as a deluxe hotel.
Well, it's usually just short of a deluxe
So
hotel.
it's a moderate.
Yeah, but it's not. And next year, it's more expensive than the lodge.
So they can't name it a value hotel.
It's really weird. I think you're paying the premium for the Skyliner, even though you've got to change at Caribbean Beach.
So then don't name it a value hotel because it's clearly not, is it?
Yeah, I do think they need to change that.
I'm guessing it's a value hotel because it's literally the same layout as music and movies.
It's exactly the same layout as Pop Century. It's across the road.
I don't remember Pop Century
So they
really.
built, I think it's Pop Century. They built Pop Century and they were going to build the other side of it. And then I think they went over budget. So they just left it for years. And then they picked it up again and it became Art of Animation.
Okay.
Steve Million says Riviera resort rooms are nice. Pool is nice. Food is not good. If you want to eat at a sit down restaurant, not cafeteria, good luck. You can only sit down to be served at the pool bar, Bar Riva. The rooftop restaurant looks nice, but there is a 6-month reservation backlog for
Oh my
breakfast,
goodness.
lunch, and this is 4 years ago, and dinner. There's no lobby restaurant or bar. Nothing is simple or different. Basically, your food options are minimal and a snooze. And I'm not a foodie. I would not come back.
I didn't even know it was that old.
Yeah, it must have opened like 4 years ago. Adele Deal says, bed bugs. My son
Oh
woke
no,
up on his third morning with welt zig zap with
I'm
welt
out.
zigzagged across his torso,
I am out.
itching, burning, crying on his birthday, the reason for our trip.
Ugh.
Staff handled it poorly and didn't even offer to change the mattress, let alone the room. I had to physically put the mattress in the hallway myself after their pest inspector refused to do anything other than fresh sheets because his cell phone flashlight inspection of the sheets didn't prove we had them.
That's
Though every
disgusting.
cursory Google search of bed bugs will tell you this is nowhere near being a sufficient method of inspection. He moved the contaminated bed into other furniture during his inspection, no doubt spreading the creatures. I had to spend hours with calls and a lobby trying to get things ironed out. Housekeeping rarely came. We were vacuuming our own room and emptying our own trash. When they did come, they left my children's books and medical equipment for my son, wet with some kind of chemicals. This is probably peak COVID, where they literally sprang everything, to be fair.
Yeah, but bed bugs, I'm out.
No, I agree. But I think in terms of wet, they're probably literally spraying the
No,
entire room
I'm
with
still on the bed
disinfectant.
bugs.
No, I know. The skyline was down for most of the trip, and buses only came every half hour for most parks, and the schedule was only posted at the bus pickup zone and changed daily, making it impossible to plan. We didn't get to take advantage of any of the early entry hours, which was one of the main reasons for staying here. Dining options were extremely limited, with two of the three restaurants having the exact same menu. Staff was hit and miss. Some folks seem to want to help out. Clearly, management is missing the mark here. Will not stay again.
I mean, that was 2 years ago. That's not COVID.
Oh, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was 4 years ago. Yeah, you're right.
Bed bugs.
Yeah, gross.
No, not they should not have bed bugs
No, they shouldn't.
in a deluxe hotel.
No.
And they should be helping people that do have bed bugs in their room.
Send them to a better hotel
Yeah, you
is the
do.
solution, really. That was what the old Disney would have done.
Yeah.
Oh, really sorry. You know what? We're going to actually move you to the Polynesian or whatever. Free of charge, obviously. Nader Shorkey says, we are Florida residents. We made a mobile order from the Primo restaurant at the Riviera Resort, not knowing that they cancelled mobile orders since July 2021. The Disney app will still let you make the mobile order. It wasn't an issue once we knew. The main issue was the gate attendant attitude and rudeness. We always deal with gate attendants around Disney resorts, but this guy was one of a kind. He is not the right pick to be here. I mean, what? Probably 40% of these reviews are like
The
the
gate.
security and gates and
Yeah.
people are terrible.
It's less than a year ago.
Yeah. Let's read a couple more. Mark Abadula? Abadala? Don't
Abdullah.
Very disappointing service. Just wanted to go and get an item at the boutique store. I called the day before to ask about the boutique store hours and procedures to get in, but I was put on hold for an hour and a half until I gave up and
What?
couldn't get help. Big company that doesn't have enough people to pick up the phone. When I went there another day, I was told you can't go in without a reservation. I had to park my car somewhere and take an Uber back and forth just to go and get something at the store. What a magical experience.
I don't even know what the story is.
No, we didn't see it, did we? Eric Chung says, not magical at all. Cast members gave conflicting directions and caused me the rise of the resistance queue. I had to ride two gondolas and walk like a mile through the maze upstairs to staff lounge for another bus stop. Never should we stay in Disney if the transportation is so bad. I've no idea what that's got to do with my
I
set of
don't
attendance.
understand what that
It's
meant.
like, mate, this isn't Hollywood Studios. Why are you here?
Cast members gave conflict and caused me the rise of resistance queue.
I don't know.
Just... Were they trying to get to Hollywood Studios for Rise of the Resistance? Virtual queue is what I'm assuming, and
Yeah.
didn't get it because he couldn't find his way. That's what I get from that.
Yeah, it seems like that's it.
I'd say leave earlier for that one. Sorry.
Okay, let's read one more. Jessica Proverstop says, we spent the day park hopping, and lastly, we caught the skyline to Riviera Resort from Epcot, as told by an employee to catch the bus. We got off the skyline, and a nice worker pointed us in the direction of the Disney bus stop. But either he was confused because we saw buses, but it looked like the street, so we hesitantly, in good faith, walked in that direction, totally off the beaten path. We came upon the Riviera Resort security booth, and the man slash woman had a deep voice, but I think it was a woman working there, was highly rude and unhelpful. She scorned us for walking over and told us we shouldn't and cannot be walking here and needed to go back where we came from. She asked us where we were trying to go, and I explained Disney Springs and that we were pointing in this direction. She acted as though she had no idea where the bus stop was and suggested that we walk along the busy road and Disney Springs will be a little ways down.
Oh, wow.
Honestly, we could have gotten killed trying to walk without traffic. So here's the funny part. We were like, forget it, and went back to the skyline. We explained that we were unable to find the bus stop, and a young lady was able to help us find it. It was so close to the security office, there was no way she couldn't have known where the bus stop was. I won't jump to racism, but that was an experience that could have been avoided by simply being kind and pointing us in the right direction. I hope that this comment is not overlooked. That's like Ruby on security, isn't it?
What's that got to do with racism?
I'm assuming because they were a different colour to the person in the security booth.
Why jump to racism? I mean, from that, she didn't mention a bus there to the security guard. She wanted to know where Disney Springs was.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
The security guard could have got confused and said, it's down there, it's a little bit of a walk.
Yeah, although she said she had acted like she had no idea where the bus stop was. So this is what
yeah,
she
but
said.
She didn't say that she mentioned
No,
the bus
that's
stop
true.
to her.
God, someone else has said, I don't like security at the gate.
Wow.
I mean, Dave, the security guard at the gate, is very unprofessional and rude.
Dave.
Dave.
What, Dave?
Dave, security.
What, Dave?
Oh, you stay in here, because if you're not, you cannot get through. Well, I think, basically, don't go to Disney's Riviera Resort if you're not staying there, is the solution.
So I was right then, yeah? Oh, if you're not staying there?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I wouldn't go anywhere, there's bed bugs.
I mean, do you want to... I think we should read one... This is unprecedented.
No,
but one five star.
Only because you want to be proved right.
I don't want to be proved right. Marlene.
We've got Dave and Marlene.
Marlene. The resort is stunning. I have stayed in most all of the Disney resorts, rooms, villas and suites. And this one is my favourite by far. The staff is exceptional and very attentive to their guests' needs. The amenities are many, including lawn chess and other games. The pools were fun, with a nice slide, and the quiet pool had many covered lounges for those who want a little shade. The villa's design was truly over the top. You can easily catch a gondola ride to Epcot or Hollywood Studios. Would highly recommend. There you go. There's a little bit of balance for you. The rooms just look bang average, though, don't they? They're just using a villa here. You could be staying at a villa in
anywhere
on the 192 or Kissimmee or whatever. I think that's what I'm most disappointed
See?
With at Disney.
There's nothing Disney in it.
No, you're right. Like,
nothing.
There isn't. There's nothing Disney about the rooms at all. And I think they're really missing out. People go to Disney for Disney, don't they?
Yes, exactly. This is my point. There was nothing Disney about it at all. The only thing we saw that was Disney was the mosaic of Tangled. And even that was boring. Like, a kid wouldn't have been able to
there
pick
you go,
that out.
Some Disney in that villa there.
Well done.
Some...
One picture.
Shockingly bad photos of Beauty and the Beast.
That's not a photo.
Painting them. That wall's broken. Even the painting's
Peter
a
Pan.
Crap.
Oh, I don't know. I do quite like that one.
Do you? I don't.
Yeah. I can't get the bed bugs out of my head.
Anyone can have bed bugs, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Apparently the coffee and dessert shop every morning was delicious and convenient. I mean, if it's serving Joffrey's coffee, it's not going to be delicious.
Yeah, it looks like a Joffrey's.
It does. I mean, you can tell. It looks like a Joffrey's.
It's
you can,
so weak.
Because you can see through it.
It is so weak.
It's so... They're so rubbish, aren't they? Oh. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that we've ever talked about it. I've talked about it with Dan on the podcast before.
I mean, it always comes up.
Does it?
Always comes up.
Does it?
The fact that you hate Joffrey's.
No.
Oh.
About the time that I got so angry... Because Epcot Starbucks location was closed. I think it was on our honeymoon.
Yeah.
And I tried Joffrey's. I did try it because obviously I do.
Is this when we were standing outside Epcot?
No, we were in the Land Pavilion. I got a Joffrey's in there.
They have a Joffrey's in there.
Yeah, they do. They do on the far left. They did at the time. And it was absolutely disgusting. I threw it in the bin. And. Obviously, I need a coffee
Oh
fix.
God, yeah, of course. We had to get the Skyliner,
So we
like,
got
all the way to the studio.
We got the
just to get Starbucks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Although on a positive, that's when I found out about the Disney runs.
Yes. Did you?
Yeah, we were on the Skyliner with someone who'd done it.
Oh, right. I don't remember that. I just remember being very angry because I didn't have my coffee.
It's ridiculous.
It
Like,
was.
it
They
was
should have had a
ridiculous.
temporary
No,
Starbucks location.
you were ridiculous.
It was disgusting. I couldn't drink it and I needed caffeine.
You didn't need it. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You didn't need
I hadn't
caffeine.
had one that day.
Well, you made it to 4 o'clock. You could have
No, it
made
wasn't
another few
that. It
hours.
wasn't that late in the day. I'm sorry, it wasn't that late in the day. It was mid. It was like 11 o'clock.
It wasn't
It
that late
was
in the
because
day,
we
was
went
it?
and had something to eat at Hollywood Studios and then came back. We did. We ate in the Toucan restaurant. Trust me.
Really?
Really. So it wasn't.
Oh,
It was like
I do
11.
remember just thinking what a waste of a day.
Yeah, but what an opportunity it was to go on the Skyliner.
Yeah, and I think you tried to cover it up by saying, oh, I really want to go on Skyliner. Should we go to Hollywood Studios and come back?
Yeah. And then so I get a Starbucks and then immediately get lunch.
Yeah. I think I was too tired to
Why
care.
would you close your Starbucks location before opening your temporary one? That's just.
They didn't have a temporary one at all, did they?
No, they were creating one. Yeah, this is before they opened. Yeah,
It was
it.
by World Showcase, wasn't
But that they were building it, but they'd close the other one. It's like that's just stupid.
it? Oh, what's the other one?
The other one was where was it? Well, it took over the ice cream shop, didn't it? That's where it was.
Where was the ice cream shop? In Epcot.
Yeah, so you walk. So you're walking towards Spaceship Earth as you're coming into the park.
Yeah,
You
obviously.
turn right.
That means nothing to
You
me
turn
in
so you
Epcot.
you're walking towards the land. You turn right and you're going like the land way.
Yeah.
You don't go the land way. This is when inventions and everything was still there.
Yeah.
So there's that turning where you go right. You carry on going, and there was a where the fountain was to the right was a was an ice cream place.
Oh,
It
yeah.
was an ice cream place, then it became a
Because you're going
Starbucks.
one door and can't the other, don't you?
Yeah,
Yeah.
then it became a Starbucks.
Yeah, I remember. I remember. We never went to a temporary one then, did we?
No, because I
No.
think between
It was
it
COVID.
was COVID, yeah. And then by the time you got back to Epcot, the connections had
No
opened,
connections there, yeah.
which is great. So
I do
there's not a
like
problem
connections.
anymore.
I like connections.
And even, I mean, I think, we're in Disney Springs quite a bit this trip.
We are pretty much every day.
Considering last night when we were watching YouTube, you were like, I hate Disney
I
Springs.
do. I hate Disney Springs. Okay. I hate all the oh, just hate it.
The shops. You hate the
Yeah, the
shops.
actual shops.
Yeah.
Except the t-shirt shop. I can't remember what it's called. Q
Uniqlo.
Uniqlo.
Uniqlo's great,
That's
yeah.
the only shop I like. And
A
Superdry's pretty good.
Superdry, I'm not gonna give you a get out of jail on Superdry because that just sells Superdry stuff. Whereas Uniqlo, most of it is
No.
Disney.
I've got my big coat, which I wear every year.
Yeah, okay, but we could have got that online
But
for
anyway,
cheaper.
I hate all that part of Disney Springs because it's not Disney.
No, it feels like an airport shopping area,
Yeah,
doesn't
it's
it?
horrible.
It
I
is
hate it.
crap.
Or outlets.
And the World of Disney store is terrible
Yeah,
now. It's an absolute
but
shambles, isn't it?
that is Disney. The World of Disney. And then you walk over to Pleasure Island, which is not called Pleasure Island anymore.
No.
Like, it's just, I just don't like it.
I know you do.
I can't even put into words because it's just not Disney. They're just trying to attract everyone.
Yeah. Well, they want to
Upper
attract
class
the
people.
no, they want to attract the people that live in Florida but who want to go out to like bars and stuff, which I understand, but that's what Pleasure Island was for.
Exactly.
And now they've made the whole of Disney Springs just really uninspiring.
It's horrible. The only bit that is inspiring is the bit that used to be Downtown Disney,
What
which is like
the
the front of Disney Springs, and then you've got all of that
where that
stuff.
T-Rex and everything is.
Yeah, you got T-Rex, you've got
Lego
Jock
store. Got
Lindsey.
Ninzies, yeah. Boathouse.
Yeah, all of that stuff is really good.
Yeah. Oh,
Planet
it's where
Hollywood.
all the shops are that is just shocking.
Yeah, all of the new part.
Yeah. But we are in Disney Springs a lot.
Yeah, I know.
But that's what I still think that is where that's where the best restaurants with the best services, annoyingly.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but then they're getting everyone, aren't they? Not just getting people from Disney.
Yeah, and they don't rush you out as much.
No. They have to be good service.
Someone did say on the when I was recording the other day on Diz After Dark, which I'll shout out because I'm on the next episode, that when you go, I can't remember which restaurant it was. I know it was Ohana. Go in and say, "We'd like a nice leisurely meal, please,"
Oh,
because
okay.
apparently they're really bad for just
You can do that then,
getting you out the
which you
door.
won't.
Well, I think I might, because it's meant to, I said it was meant to be our anniversary meal, isn't it? So, but apparently they're one of those type of restaurants.
It is.
I'm not really sure how they can be when you can, but like, can I have some more food,
It's
please?
a buffet restaurant, isn't it? Technically.
Yeah.
And they always are.
But I said it should be fine, because by the time we get to Ohana, me and you will be absolutely plastered from
Yeah,
Trader
we're going
Sam's.
to Ohana first.
No, we're not. We've got
Oh.
Ohana booked for dinner.
Oh, we're going to want to get out of there then, because the kids are going to be a nightmare. Because
Why?
they'll be tired.
Nah, we'll be all right. We'll be eight cocktails in by then.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you again next week, where hopefully I'm going to be sharing some more details on our trip, me and
Okay.
you,
Yeah. I mean, who else
with
are you going
Declan,
with?
because he doesn't know what's going on.
Why would he care?
Well,
Is he coming?
I didn't want to use this as the chance to break the news to you.
We've got a babysitter.
But Dan is coming along, and he has volunteered to look after the kids.
Yay.
But yeah, anyways, see you next week.
Bye.